So you talked about the statement of NATO allied countries about the Strait of Hormuz, about trying to figure out a way forward. Here is the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt when asked about the joint statement from the NATO governments about the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what she had to say.
I have a direct quote from the President of the United States on NATO, and I will share it with all of you. They were tested and they failed.
Do you agree that NATO countries, some of them, were tested and failed?
Some of them, yes, but a large majority of European countries, and that's what we discussed today, have done what they promised before in a case like this, because they know that when it comes to NATO, it's there to protect the United States, because the US needs a secure Atlantic and a secure Arctic and a secure Europe to stay safe here, the US mainland. But it is also there to make sure that, of course, Europe is safe, and to be this platform of power projection for the United States. So what the US did with Iran, they could do because so many European countries lived up to those commitments. Not all of them. And I totally understand his disappointment about that. But it is therefore a nuanced picture. It is not just saying it is black or white.
How many NATO allied countries, a lot or a little, thought that the war that President Trump and Israel waged against Iran was illegal, was an illegal war? Do you think that's a prevalent view?
No, because NATO has always taken the position that degrading these capabilities of nuclear and the ballistic missiles is crucial, and that Iran can never get its hands on those two capabilities. There is widespread support for that point of view.